Mysteriously, Something Moves Through the Chicago Night by Spuffy Duds, read by VC. Ray doesn't remember buying a ticket for Crazy Town today, but apparently he did, because when Fraser's breathing in his ear starts to actually tickle, and Ray turns to say, "Hey, buddy, want to give me some room?" The second their eyes meet, Fraser scoots back and looks guilty. For what? Just hogging Ray's space? He does that all the time. Why would he act like he meant something by it? Yeah, that's crazy. Ray eats another fistful of popcorn and concentrates really hard on the Night Stalker flickering on the little screen of his crappy TV. He should probably whack the coat hanger antenna into another shape. And did he miss the monster reveal? Vampire, werewolf, zombie? He's just gotten back into it enough to wonder if he'd look stupid, or maybe kind of cool, in Kolchak's hat, when Fraser's thigh presses against his. Ray can't help it. He looks. And Fraser is staring at the TV, but he shifts away a little. Ray's leg feels cold. So maybe he bought a ticket to Crazy, but he's not having a layover at Stupid, and the next time Fraser nudges up against his side, Ray keeps his eyes fucking front. He doesn't look at Fraser when Fraser starts breathing in his ear again, not even when the breathing turns to nibbling. He doesn't look when Fraser pulls up his shirt and kisses his stomach. Somewhere in there, Ray spills his popcorn, and when Fraser goes on his knees, Jesus! Ray can hear it crunching, and that's got to be uncomfortable. But from the noises he's making, Fraser doesn't seem to mind, and Kolchak is talking about a headless motorcyclist. What the fuck? And Ray is coming, and it's fantastic. And he's very confused. Is he allowed to look at Fraser now? Does he get to look at Fraser ever again?